today to apply the blood of Jesus Christ to your life and the power of the cross to your life. So I'll give you the question. I'm just going to say a couple comments, and then I'm going to come back to the question. You can just put your hand up and say, yes, this is my day, or share with us or anything. But I was thinking, as I was sitting there, we were with some people yesterday, and I'm not going to go in, I'm not going to name names and things like that, but there was someone there who was struggling. It was a ministry situation where the person was confessing and going through some things. And the person would not, well, I thought of this verse, just this one thing stood out to me. In Galatians 2:20, it says this, Paul says, I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And then this is what came to me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. Just that. This lady was frustrating the grace of God. And it was because of this. She's done things in her past, sinned so horribly, that she thinks God's just punishing her and going to go on and on, punishing, 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 and her health is suffering. Various things are coming apart in her life and in her family. She is frustrating the grace of God because she is not receiving the grace of God because I've been too bad. Now, probably none of you here, anyone here, is probably not struggling with the I've been too bad kinds of sins, but you might still be struggling with your sins. But as you talked about older people, the 70-year-old has a lifetime of sin, lots of sin to rack up. But the power of the blood of Jesus, it doesn't matter how bad in that sense. I mean, you sowed seeds. And so it does matter how you have affected people. But in terms of the power of the blood of Jesus, the power is enough for any and every sin. And I was just thinking there as I was sitting, there was a convicted criminal on death row back when, and I had heard of it back because it was in the 70s, but it was, I think he was convicted and caught in the 80s or 90s. His name was Ted Bundy, if anybody remembers him. But James Dobson went and talked to him. He was eventually convicted of killing 36 women across the country. And he confessed to all of them that he could think of at some point. And he got saved in prison. And I believe you'll meet him in heaven someday. But he gave the details as best he could of how he killed these women. And there was the level of depravity that preceded the killing and afterwards and all of that. I don't even want to describe it because it was really, really awful. And it's another message how he started out desensitizing himself towards women through soft porn and harder and various things. And that's another message and something not going to go into detail, but killing all of these people and then receiving Jesus Christ in his heart and receiving forgiveness and getting electrocuted by the state, but in heaven now. Powerful. Powerful. Wow. But that's the power of the blood of Jesus. And that's the power of the cross. So if you've not applied the power of the cross to your life, maybe young person here, I would say, just it's no accident you're here and you're in this church and you hear the message about the power of the cross. And as Brother David shares, all down through history, before the foundation of the world, it's going to happen. Someday, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will hang on that cross for you and for me. And his bloodshed will be sufficient. No matter what level of sin, no matter what you've done, it'll be sufficient, more than sufficient. And so it's no accident you're here, no accident you've heard the message, you've heard the word of God. Please respond to it. If your heart's beaten, if you're, wow, I'm not yet there. I have not yet had my sins atoned for. I've not responded to this. Well, it's available to you. Come, today's the day of salvation. So I just want to ask, is anybody, you stick up your hand. I won't put you on the spot and say, come up and share a testimony. Maybe when you get baptized or something, you'll share a testimony or something. But is there anybody that want to respond to the message, the power of the blood of Jesus and the power of the cross I would like that applied to my life today, and we'll work with you on it. Anybody? Just want to give one moment for that. You want to say something, Brother Eli?
It says, no man will come as the bottomless to be drawn by the Spirit. And it also says some fell on the stony ground, and some fell on good ground. And I believe that represents the heart. It's only by faith that we are saved, by grace. But I think we can be careful. It says, no man will come unto the Father unless he be drawn by his Spirit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when we're drawn by his Spirit, we come unto him.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I want to just us to think about that. No man comes unto the Father unless he be drawn by his Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
God draws you. You know, that's the Spirit of God coming, and that's what we should give peace.
Yes.
And it's only by faith that we can get our sins forgiven. We look to Jesus, the love. So I believe it's important. It says some fell on the stony ground, and it sprung up. But what happened when the heat came?
Yeah, thank you. So if you feel like you've maybe been stony ground or whatever kind of ground, soften your heart this morning. The Spirit of God accompanied the message. So soften your heart. We ask you to, and plead with you even. Paul would do that. Plead with people and persuade them. So the power of the blood of Jesus, his broken body for us, and we participated in that as a body here, and we invite you, if you have not yet come to that place in your heart and your life, to come and respond to that. Brother John, do you want to go ahead and... Oh, David's closing. Okay.